It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. In this very early pre-primary election season, some candidates can be classified as top tier. Those are the ones with cash and name recognition. There's second tier, those hoping to break through, and then there are the rest. Those running campaigns that the word long shot doesn't even quite describe. Regardless of their status, 10 presidential hopefuls yesterday made a pitch for themselves to 1,000 members of the nation's largest firefighters union holding its convention in Washington. NPR's Don Gagne reports.
Since 9/11, Americans have looked at firefighters differently. There's a new appreciation for the risks they take. And with that comes increased political clout. So this presidential forum, hosted by the International Association of Firefighters, attracted candidates from both parties, including leading Democrats John Edwards, Hillary Clinton, and Barack Obama.
This hall is filled with heroes. To all of you who do the work every day to protect us and to save us, thank you.
If you're a retired firefighter who can't afford health insurance, well, you're invisible too. It's great for the photo ops, but how about taking care of the people who have taken care of us across our country?
When they talk about all the great jobs and jobs that have been lost in America, and we're all worried about that, but people seem to forget that those jobs weren't great jobs before the union. It was the union went out there and fought for good wages.
All of the Democrats talked about the Iraq War and about the need to plan for a troop withdrawal. The leading Republican present was Senator John McCain, who said he supports President Bush's call for more troops.
The hour is late. The situation is indeed dire, but all of us have a responsibility to withstand despair and the allure of partisanship, to make sound, informed judgments about how to proceed from here.
McCain's top rivals for the GOP nomination did not attend the event. Mitt Romney had a scheduling conflict. As for former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani, there's bitterness among firefighters over decisions he made after 9/11 when he ended recovery efforts at Ground Zero. The union says it has an open mind regarding its 08 presidential endorsement, but says it won't be Giuliani. New Mexico's Democratic governor Bill Richardson spoke yesterday.
I was told we had 10 minutes to tell you how we're going to expand health care, restore collective bargaining, end the war in Iraq, fight terrorism. It's going to take me 4 words. Elect a Democratic president.
Each candidate covered numerous issues in their speeches, but over the course of a long day, it wasn't all serious. Republican Senator Sam Brownback of Kansas looked out at the firefighters in the audience and opened
Thank
with
you
a
very
joke.
Much.
Sort of.
What a great group and a great chance to speak to you. And I hope there are no fires breaking out anywhere across the country with all you guys here. I'm sure people are covering.
Democratic Senator Chris Dodd of Connecticut shared some biographical data.
By the way, I'm the only presidential candidate who gets mail from AARP and diaper services, I want to tell you.
Dodd is 62 with a toddler at home. Senator Joe Biden, meanwhile, the Delaware Democrat, used a portion of his speech for a warm thank you.
So when I say my support for you is real, you took care of me. You literally saved the lives of 3 Bidens and maybe 4. I make no bones about my affection for you. Some of you are real horse's asses. Most of you.
Then there's Nebraska's Republican Senator Chuck Hagel, who earlier this week announced he's not announcing anything yet. He showed up to speak at the firefighters anyway, offering this.
I have no intention of announcing anything today.
But for the day's oddest moment, well, that prize may go to Senator Clinton. She took the stage to a loud ovation.
Thanks so much, and thanks for last night, too.
The senator was referring to a reception she attended the night before. Hey, it's still early in the election season, so these candidates are still working out their material. Don Gagne, NPR News, Washington.